It's time for Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust, the greatest automotive podcast in the known world with Ron Foreman, Brady Wright, and Steve Johann. Let's find out what's going on this week. We have no idea what's going on this week. Are you kidding? We make this stuff up as we go. This is Tuesday, August 18th. At least it is while we're recording the show. It's 2020. Yep, Brady Wright, Ron Foreman, your host, Steve Johann, the producer. There are billions of listeners, absolutely billions, and three. This is our 150th show. I cannot believe we've done 150 shows.
Wow. That's amazing.
And you can listen to us almost any place you get your podcasts. You can do iTunes or iHeart Podcasts or Spotify or Podomatic.com, of course, is our home site. Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Podbay. Open the Podbay door.
Open the Podbay door.
Yeah. Castbox. Like, yes. Thanks for liking and following our Facebook page, too. We're getting a lot more likes and follows there. That's very cool. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel if you really have no other life. Right now, our first segment, as usual, is Back to the Blacktop. That's where Steve grubs around in the dumpster behind the Haggerty store and finds cool stuff to talk about, and I'm sure that you have cool stuff to talk about this week.
Well, I do. I have some great news and some not-so-great news, and we're going to start out with the bad news, is for Uber and Lyft drivers who want to stay independent contractors. The California judge ruled in favor of a state law that would force Uber and Lyft to classify their drivers as employees and not independent contractors. To lump bad upon bad, the same judge declined to extend the deadline to appeal the preliminary injunction staying the start of the law. So people like my son and my nephew or my cousin, who both do Uber.
Sure.
And love the independence of running their own business and dictating their own hours and all that.
And getting their own tips.
They decry this because now it's only in Seattle.
Right,
it's going to be only in Seattle, and here it's in California. But here, locally, they're trying to enact that in King County.
Yeah.
So outside of King County, they're still going to be their own. But you go into King County and you get tracked all of a sudden. So it'll be very interesting.
Well, the good thing about,
they do this.
Not to pour rain on this, but the good thing about having them be employees is that they're now eligible for benefits. There's insurance and there's other stuff. Uber is going to have to decide how they're going to handle that because they can't not give them benefits that the state won't.
What do you mean? You go to a lot of companies, you don't get benefits.
Well, it less and less anymore. The state is going to yell at them for this. That's part
of
why
they're doing that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That means the price is going to go up.
Yep.
Absolutely.
But some of us like to be independent.
Nothing wrong with independence. Don't get me wrong. Nope. But that's the trade-off that usually happens when you become an employee.
Right. Well, it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
I just know a lot of people want to stay on there. Now, really cool news for Jaguar lovers. Jaguar is recapturing its glory days with a limited edition repop of two storied sports cars to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the legendary E-Type car.
Of course.
Plans call for Jaguar Classic, which is their subsidiary, to create six matched pairs of Jaguar 9600HP and the 77RW, both of which played pivotal roles in the unveiling of the car at its World of View in Geneva back in March of 1961, before going on to define automotive design in the 60s. Now, it'll be interesting because they don't say how much these are going to run.
That's always a
bad
sign.
But they are going to be ready to purchase here soon. And the limited edition models will have a very strong tie to the past with E-Type 60 Edition built by a team at the Jaguar Classic Works facility at Warwickshire. Will be basically a 3.8-liter E-Type, fully restored to exclusive 60th anniversary. And one is going to come in with the flat-out gray. That'll be the 9600 HP. And the other one would drop everything green on the 77RW. And if
they used to
the gray
that
is kind
British
of that really
green.
Putty gray kind of look.
Yeah, oh yeah, everybody's up for military colors.
Exactly.
Industrial colors.
And then the dark green. We all remember that dark
British
green.
Racing
British
green.
Racing green. That's
that
right.
Was.
So that's really cool. And it'll be interesting to see if there's anybody who even gets these things or they're just rolling them out as special editions.
Well,
they did with the Bond car.
Yeah, I predict that they will be a success if they just do one thing.
What?
Do not put dashpot carburetors on them. You'll recall the SU and the oh gosh, there was another dashpot carburetor. Yeah, put the oil in the carburetor with the little punji stick on the top.
I had
those, yo, not a good.
Oh
not
no,
good
I had mine. It was a Mazda 1800. My dad bought it in 71, and it had a dashpot carburetor.
Well, a lot of them did. A lot of that, wow. cause
and it, that it, thing ran like a top, and it was a nice.
Well, yes, because
little
it was made,
car.
Made in Japan. They took everything that was cool about British cars and then fixed it so that it didn't break.
Okay.
It took Jaguar a long time to figure that out. It's too
so
bad.
When I was 18, my mom was dating Jerry Kelly in Longview. He was running for city council, and he had the 1967 Jaguar convertible.
Ooh.
V12.
Ooh, yes.
Nice. You could do... He let me drive it. Get scratching every gear.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That car would do 200 miles an hour.
Even back then.
Back, well, this was in the 70s.
Yeah.
he was
no,
gonna,
you're
he was
saying
sell it to me for $8,000.
Wow.
When I
that's
was 18.
That's a lot of money.
You know, when you're 18.
Well, that was a lot of money.
I should have bought that thing. You know what it's worth now?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, but when was this?
Not
in
much.
The 70s, right?
Yep.
There's $3.
You could have bought a house for about $25,000.
Yeah. Well,
so
when?
I went to Job Corps instead.
Oh, in
the
70s. Yeah,
But that was back... yeah, I mean, come on. We all have those would have, coulda.
Yep.
Yes.
I'll be interested to see what they price these things at.
I am too.
Because the repops are fun. And you know, I mean, Bronco's doing it. And lots of people are getting. BMW is now making a pickup truck, which Ron showed me a picture of it.
And, of course, they did the 25 specialty editions original Bond cars.
These are all
those are
big
cool.
dollar deals.
They are. Well, speaking of big dollar cars, we've got some big horsepower because Dodge loves the 700 Club, not the one on TV. But the one
cute.
That
cute.
Nice,
yes.
Nice gouge there.
You like that? You like that? So anyways,
let's roll that back and do that again.
The new 2021 Ram TRX is the latest product with horsepower numbers beyond the threshold of 702 horsepower.
It's 1,000, isn't it?
Joining the Dodge Challenger SRT Superstock, Dodge Durango SRT Hellcat, and the Dodge Charger SRT Redeye, all running over 700 horsepower. And then in comes the latest... The new Dodge Challenger SRT Superstock is powered supposedly with a supercharged 6.2 Hemi high-output V8 that powers SRT Hellcat Redeye. However, the SRT has made a few tweaks, and now it's going to come out with 807 horsepower.
Well, the Redeye's just about that. It's you know people.
It's just amazing.
People, I mean, they look at those things and they go, ooh, it's a Hemi. First off, the Hellcat's not a Hemi. It's a small block.
Yep.
And, well, at least it's blown. No, it's not. It's just a supercharged. It's not a you know big. But it gives you 707 honest horsepower.
That's right.
You don't need a big block. So now they're going to do this with a Hemi with a what sounds like a big 6.2.
Yep, 6.2.
That's pretty good sized. So the question is, will it rev high enough to make it worthwhile? Will it will or they won't let it out?
Well, it's supposed to go 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds.
So that's
Hellcat
speed.
And it's supposed to do 10.5 second quarter mile.
Yeah. Well, Hellcat's 3.2.
Yep.
0 to 60. And 40 to 100 in about 3.6.
Yep.
It's frightening.
Well, 10.5 in the quarter mile, that's really good.
That's good.
And
I'll take that.
But
for a street car, I'll take that.
But it's coming out with a price tag. Can you give a guess what they're asking for this
85?
Thing?
85? Got to be more than that.
Close. 80K.
There you go. Okay.
I think
sense.
We could all build a car that would do under 10.
Well, you
for
give
that.
Me 80K, sure.
Yes,
sure.
Probably several. Anyway, I think it's really cool. We
I'll
are
make a
definitely
chassis
in,
with a motor and a transmission.
We are definitely
paper mache
in the
body
muscle
and,
car
sure.
era again. muscle car era.
Nothing
I
wrong
mean,
with that.
It's amazing.
My Model A can do 11.
And then Ron, you came across a very interesting.
But it weighs
thing.
What? 1,600 pounds.
17.
Okay,
yeah. That's soaking wet.
That's with you in it.
Yeah.
But now, Ron, you came across a very interesting thing that BMW is coming out with a brand new truck. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, they're only making 600 of them, and only 75 are coming to the United States.
Yep, and you can go to their website and find images of it.
I found it on YouTube, but yeah, you can go to the website
too. Yeah, YouTube
it looks
too.
Pretty good. I think it's the Dark Shadow Edition.
Yep.
Part of the part of their.
But only 75 here in the U.S.
Only 75, and I think you have to be a customer in good standing to even be
considered a customer in good wallet.
That's what they mean.
And it's going to be over 80K.
Hey, coming up on the Windshield View, we're going to talk with a guy who can make your old ride look brand new, showroom fresh, and we're not talking about detailing. That'll add in more on Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust. Cartoons Magazine is back. You know those crazy car comics from the past. They've returned in the all-new Cartoons Magazine, featuring some of your favorite artists along with a whole slew of brand new ones, all working together to bring you an entire magazine full of one laugh-out-loud auto-related story after another. Bi-monthly issues are available at your local comic book store, newsstand, and directly through Cartoons Magazine website at cartoonsmag.com. That's cartoonsmag.com, where you can subscribe to a whole year's worth of fun. Cartoons Magazine, there's nothing else like it.
Hey, it's Hillary Nowak from Ink and Iron in Oakville, Ontario, Canada, and you're listening to Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust. We can't help you with the horsepower, but we can definitely help you with the chrome and rust.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
In 95, I helped tow your trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
My mind's out of gear, and my heart's in overdrive. I've everything to fear. I ain't never been more alive.
Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust is back with the first half. The windshield view, we are welcoming Levi Brennan, the rap guy.
And we're not talking rapping either, sort of.
Yo.
That's,
stereo.
That's all stereo. We know. That's our entire rap vocabulary
right
there.
You could
get
away with that. Yeah,
nope. We could do it. So Levi actually, welcome to the show, by the
way.
So Levi actually is a Snap-on rep. And anybody that knows anything about cars, we don't even have to, what that's about. But Levi has ulterior motives, and
that's right.
I gotta do a little background on how
you
Levi
could say exterior motives.
There's a business name, yeah. Exterior Motives. Ooh, all right. So I fiddle around with all of the car Facebook pages and groups and everything all over the net, and I'm folding through the various and stuff, sundry stuff. And here's Levi, and he's talking about, I'm getting ready to do raps, and this is going to be a cool thing, and I'm, looking to build my business and putting together a portfolio. And I said, wait, just a minute. We need to talk for several reasons. First off, rapping is kind of cool. And second, I have a podcast. We could, bring you on the show. He's like, okay. So that was 8 months ago, and we finally
met. Right. Yeah.
Wow, that's almost a year.
I need a shave, and everything else has gone down. But yeah, so we finally, found a good time to come in. So thanks for that.
Thank you.
And you're getting, farther along. I got to ask, I guess, my first question is, you got a pretty good deal as a Snap-on rep. I know it's a good company and all that kind of stuff. What makes you want to go in a different direction? I'm assuming you're going to do this for a while along with your route.
Yeah, so I work a little bit differently with Snap-on. I don't run a route like guy will. So
you're not
a
truck jobber.
No. So I work all over the state, actually. Pretty much everything western Washington, anything west of the mountains, from Canada down to Vancouver, pretty much.
Nice.
And I do shop equipment. So I work with all the Snap-on tool trucks to provide shops with, lifts, tire machines, stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So I do all the heavy equipment
for
these shops.
You're the big ticket guy.
Yeah. And I do a lot of traveling.
Sure.
I do a lot of traveling. And, since this whole pandemic struck us pretty heavily, I've been spending a lot more time at home. And with being at home, I have 4 kids at home. So I've been working a lot.
It gets crowded real quick.
That's right. And, and I've been working a lot in the driveway. And I've realized really how much work my wife does at home taking care of our children. And as much as I don't want to toot my own horn too much, but I was a help. Being at home, I was
Of course you were.
I'd say I'm a helper. That's right.
That's right.
So, no, I'm really, you know, I love providing service for people. You know, I'm in sales right now, and there's definitely some fulfilling parts of sales, but service, you just nothing can touch it. Seeing the look on somebody's face when you provide them something that they were really looking forward to, you just, the feeling that you get, it just can't be beat.
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you. Giving them something that they didn't even know they needed, and when you're done, they realize how cool it was to have that somehow or another. You know, that is a powerful motivator.
Yeah. So, I mean, being at home more, working in my garage more, not having a boss tell me what to do, you know? Hey.
Now, do you do a lot of your stuff via online and phone then? You're with your Snap-on?
Yeah. So I can do a decent amount over the phone. However, I mean, to be truly successful, you got to be in front of.
You gotta go out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as a matter of fact, I would think people still want to see your face,
you'd be surprised.
No, maybe not him again.
Yeah, I know.
This guy.
Don't come
this
in here.
Guy here. So how did you go from what's a pretty successful line of work to wanting to do reps? Because it's a pretty specific type of business. And for people, I'm sure most of the people who listen to this show know what a rep is, but it's an alternative to painting. It ends up, I guess I may oversimplify here, but you'll correct me if I'm not absolutely on that.
I will.
Essentially, anything you can imagine or create on a computer, almost any JPEG or PDF or any image can be transferred into a wrap and put on your car. Am I close?
Yeah, pretty. I mean, anything you can print onto a piece of paper can pretty much turn into a vehicle wrap. Or, I mean, even a wrap for anything that's not a vehicle. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, applications for it. And that's definitely a cool side of it because it's fully custom and you can do whatever you... I mean, you can put a picture of your family around the side of your car if you'd like to.
Well, then you used to do, you know, lettering and painting, custom painting on cars, and you'd have to, you know, if you were going to put Bob's Plumbing, the guy had to actually paint that on there with a liner and a brush. It was a pretty labor-intensive kind of thing. You could have something that looked exactly like that. In fact, we actually have a friend who's in one of the Central Washington car clubs, Rat Rod Richardson, who has a 40 Ford pickup that he's smashed and bashed and lowered and everything, and he had it wrapped like it was patinaed and rusted.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks pretty good. And, you know, some people will say, well, it's not really the same. But you know what? It's a lot less work to keep up. You don't have to keep shining it on with, you know, linseed oil. And it's just one of the things you can do. You could do, like you say, a full-color sunset or anybody's lettering or anything else. So what sent you that direction?
Well, you know, I was an auto mechanic. I'm an ASC certified technician, and I was working in a shop for a little while. And, you know, I went to school for it, and I kind of learned through the process that it was just something I didn't want to do. I mean, I enjoy it to a certain extent, but, you know, working for another guy and you know, that's all good. It, you know, creates job security, but I'm definitely more of a risk taker. I've owned, you know, businesses in the past, and for me, I like being independent. I have some problems with authority. I like to set things up the way
you're
that
like
I like
me.
To.
You're like me.
You're in the right room.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, I am confident that I can go off on my own and build something great and be able to design my own life the way I want it. And to be honest, you know, like I said, I went to school for fixing cars, but I was raised by a military man. So I was washing cars before I learned how to read.
Mm-hmm.
So making cars look good has always been a passion of mine. And I didn't realize how much of a passion it was until I started doing all the dirty work with cars. So, yes, clean work, beautiful work, yes.
Yeah.
Well, and we're going to have time on the other side, but I've got to ask you, there are a number of companies in the area right now that do wraps, everything from buses to sides of semis. I mean, this has been around for a while, the full color. I mean, it's just beautiful what things can be done. And I was talking to somebody actually on LinkedIn who's actually getting into doing semi-truck trailers and for advertising space. And I'm like, it would make a lot of sense if you were a truck company that you would lease off your semi-truck trailers to the highest bidder to do advertising while you're going down the road. It may say Budweiser. It's a rolling billboard, and it cannot be removed. So he's working on that, and that's in a whole different state. But that ability to wrap at a fairly good price point now. I think it's really come down as compared like the old days, little vinyl stickers and stuff like that. Things have really come a long way. So we got about a minute. So I want you to be formulating what it is that is going to give you the edge above who's already out there, because I know you've been thinking about that. You're a Snap-on guy. You've been looking at what the competition does. And then are you going to apply it to your own vehicle so you can kind of show that off? And so I just want to keep you in mind, but really quick, is Snap-on, are they the Ingersoll Rand guys, or is that the Proto Tools that do the Ingersoll Rand?
I believe that would be Proto or somebody else. I couldn't tell you exactly.
Because that's the air side of things, the pneumatic tools.
Right, Ingersoll Rand. Yeah, yes. And Snap-on has their own line of air tools as well, yeah.
My old roommate back in Phoenix, we're talking way back in 79, he was a Ingersoll Rand tool salesman for Phoenix. And one night we're sitting in the apartment, and all of a sudden an alarm goes off, beep, beep, beep. We're just sitting in there. Next thing he's like, I think that's my van. And we go out, and some guy's in there stealing stuff, and we chase him down, and he takes off. That was quite the thing. Wow. That's thousands of dollars worth of equipment in that van. So
absolutely.
Yeah, that was a very interesting little story. So anyway, we will ask you that. We're coming up to our little break here. And
Are we? Are we almost there?
Yeah, I'm telling everybody ahead of time. Hey, Brady's giving me the stink eye. Never signal what we're going to do because it's bad radio.
You can signal all you want.
There it is.
Just make a left and we'll be there. Winchell will be right back. We got more from Levi Brennan and upcoming stuff on Horsepower Chrome and Rust. You're into cars, you love a good time, and you'd rather build it than buy it. You might just love the Rat Bastards. The Rat Bastards Car Club is a family-oriented, non-profit organization. We believe in 1969 and older, in the rough is enough, real steel and iron, old-school, traditional hot rods and rat rods. We get together, have fun, help each other, and love to drive them. Your build is our build, because that's the way car clubs are supposed to be. The Rat Bastards are a new class of old school, and our signature event is the Infestation every July. Find us at a cruise in all over the Puget Sound and on the Rat Bastards Car Club page on Facebook.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sensory sensitivity, repetitious behavior, lack of eye contact. You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the app.
Back in Vehicle City. Yes, we are back in Vehicle City with the second half of the Windshield View on Horsepower Chrome and Rust. And let's get back to what Levi was saying about wrapping your car. And I had asked him, what is going to set your company apart from everybody else? Because unique selling point is key to being different out there.
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, I think when you look at these businesses that do a lot of wraps, I mean, I think they typically are going to focus on more of the commercial side of things. You know, they do a lot of business, a lot of custom prints for wraps. And, you know, I'd be willing to get into some of that potentially, but my main focus is going to be more of the show car aspect of it. I really just want to bring these cars back to life. And really, when they drive by you, I want your head to turn when you see that thing go by. And of course, there's other people who do that. But I think when you bring a show car or a classic, something that really has a lot of sentimental value to somebody, it really becomes a very personal relationship with between the owner of the car and the car and whoever they're going to let babysit their car. So sure. I think with kind of being a one-man show and really taking ownership over it and putting my value into the work that's there, I think I can really build a lot of relationships with these guys who have such a tight relationship with their car to trust me to be the one who works on it for them. You're not just going to come to a shop where you come in through the front door and you pass it off and whoever's working back there at the time gets their hands on it. You're going to know exactly who's touching your vehicle at all times.
Yeah, something to be said for that. And we were talking off mic before the show about service being kind of the key to success. Anybody can have a product. You can sell a widget, but it's that contact, that relationship building that really makes it work. The widget isn't the product. It's the service around the widget. And other people, of course, do wraps. But when you get one from Levi, that's the brand, really, that you're talking about building.
Well, I'm actually, if you think about it, I'm bringing my Snap-on values to the table.
Of course.
When we talk about that.
Exactly.
Because you could buy a tool off the shelf anywhere. But when it comes down to it, there's a reason why you buy that Snap-on tool.
Sure. Absolutely.
So now I want you to explain the wrap, because I've seen on YouTube where you can get the, it looks like faux paint, and you spray it on and it becomes a wrap, and then you can peel it off eventually when you don't want it. That's called wrapping. The other one is actually a vinyl product that goes all the way around. Explain exactly what it is that you will be doing and how the process works.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a mystery to me.
Yeah. So there's a couple different styles of it. You have spray wraps. So you can actually do a removable type of spray on. Like that you were talking about. Some people have referred to it as Plasti Dip or, you know, spray wrap.
Yep.
There's a couple of different names to it. Now, with the actual sheet of vinyl, that's going to be what I'm going to be working with, is actually taking a full sheet of vinyl with an adhesive layer on one side and then the color that you're going for on the other side, whether it be a gloss color or a design, a pattern. We were talking a little bit about a rust patina style look that you could even put to it. Now, that's what I'm going to be specializing in. And with that, you know, it comes just as a big flat sheet, and you have to be able to make it conform to every curve.
That's what I want to know.
Vehicle.
How do you do that?
And you do that with a heat gun, right?
Heat, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you're going to do it with heat, and
that takes technique.
Absolutely.
It just doesn't go on there. You have to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When I first started, I mean, I thought, you know, the roof of my truck was a pretty flat surface for the most part. Yeah. You would be surprised, you know, how much of a curve it is, because you take a flat piece of material and you lay it on what seems to be a flat surface, and then it starts creasing on you. It starts folding over on itself, and you start learning very quickly how not flat it is.
Well, it's, you know, it reminds me of when I was a kid. I mean, almost everybody has the experience of building model cars, Revell and all those models, and they had decals that came with them, and you put them on, and if you didn't put them on right, they wrinkled and flipped. And, you know, that's the tiniest little, you know, familiarity to what you're talking about.
Right.
But it is really, like Ron was saying, it's a technique based, it's a skill set that not everybody has. I mean, I've seen really poor wraps, you know, just like, nah, you could have done better. And I've seen some really nice ones, and I kind of want to use this as a bridge. The Plasti Dip stuff that you were talking about, it tends to be kind of single color, right? I mean, it's hard to do very much detail with something like that, whereas with a sheet, you're literally, it's a transfer. And the reason I'm asking this is we have a friend who has a really, really nice show car. And I mean, it's just gorgeous. And she kind of got tired of the color combination that it was, so she drove the thing down to Mojave and had Gene Winfield paint it. Now, I have no idea what that cost, but it was the down payment on a house, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous. It is absolutely beautiful. But that kind of paint job could have been done as a wrap for a minuscule fraction of what that is if you had access to the same colors, I'm thinking.
Now, I would be careful with that.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah,
that's,
so, that's I mean, wraps definitely provide a lot of benefits. I mean, they're quick on. They cost less than, you know, your average paint job.
Yeah.
And they're also removable. So if right. you have somebody who likes changing the color of their car fairly often, it's a very quick way to go about just changing the color of your car. Now, I was just having this conversation with a shop down the street before I stopped in today, and they kind of asked me a very similar question. You know, it's like, well, we have some very extravagant paint jobs out there, and well, you could just do it in a fraction of the time with the wrap. Could I do it in the fraction of the time with the wrap? Yes. Could I even come close to recreating the quality and the depth of, you know, work that really goes into a true masterpiece of a paint job?
Yeah.
No, you just can't.
Yeah. Well, and you know, one of the painting legends around here, Mike LaValle, passed here just not too long ago, and his flame jobs are epic, and everybody knows, you know. Could you do that? No, it's just he does that stuff because he was that good, and that's I kind of wanted to hear you say right. I didn't suspect that was going
to
be the case.
There's certain effects that you're just not going to be able.
Yeah.
To.
Now
yeah.
with when you go to do the late the vinyl, and you go to print color on there, what are you using to print the colors and get, because you know it'd be one thing if you order up a basic red or a basic blue vinyl. That's the But when you're doing the full color, because it is full color, it's got to be an ink that unlike my inkjet printer over here, it has to be a real permeable ink. So how does that system work?
I couldn't even tell you. So, and the reason why is because when you actually go into printing these wraps, it requires, you know, a piece of equipment that probably starts around the $10,000
range. That's what I'm thinking.
So,
yeah.
So to be able to print off the custom material, that's a completely different ball game. There's a lot of suppliers, a lot of manufacturers across the world who will create millions of different colors. So there's a very wide selection that you can just order right to your front door or to your business, wherever it is that you're doing your work at. So there's countless options for whoever wants to look into it, and that makes it nice for me too, especially while I'm just starting, because there's the World Wide Web full of colors that people can look through.
Oh.
And then they can find something that they want to do, whether it's a standard color, whether it's got metal flake in the finish, whether it's a color changing.
The iridescent kind of things.
Yeah, well, yeah,
yeah
some
yeah.
change because yeah. of the light when it hits
yep.
it, and some
right.
change because of the temperature of the day.
Glow in the dark?
There's glow in the dark, absolutely.
And if you want to do, let's say you wanted to do a design on it, mm-hmm. somebody comes with you, would you sit on your system, put the system in, or do you work with one of the printers? Because I happen to be in the ad specialty business, which
okay.
is promotional products. The same thing you guys buy lots and lots of glassware and everything to give out to people who buy your product, your Snap-on.
Right.
Well, I have printers on my end who can take vinyl, who can take anything and literally recreate it on anything from shirts to caps to everything. I hand them the artwork. They make the production, and it gets shipped to me, and I do it. So
right.
are you able to have that same kind of thing with vinyl suppliers, that you can send them the artwork, they make it happen, then they send you the roll, and now it's up to you to make it form onto the car?
Yes. Yeah. So you can do that online you know, through some of these suppliers. Actually, there's a guy who lives right down the street from me who has one of these machines.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, and he specializes in the more commercial side of it, doing business windows, doing, you know, signs
right.
and stuff like that. So actually, I'm going to have to reach out to him here soon and see if we can do some work together.
Oh, yeah.
That. Yeah.
yeah.
Because you could do a faux, what do you call it, composite, you know how the carbon fiber has that look to it.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that kind of an look and wrap somebody's hood in something like that.
Oh yeah, they already have carbon fiber. You can get carbon fiber
sure.
in white, black, gray. So,
there you go.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because a lot of people want that look, even though they're not paying for the carbon fiber.
Right, and you
a
know
lot of the import. Oh, I was just gonna say a lot yeah. of the import guys. We have several. Import and you know, custom coupe clubs around here locally, and a lot of those guys really like that kind of look. It's a fun thing if you got a, you know, a techie kind of a car. It doesn't look as good on a, you know, a 41 Buick, but it's a fun you know, there's kind of no limit except your imagination to what you want to do with that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and you were asking a little bit about the design
yes,
aspect
right.
of it. So I think something cool about the wrap is that you can customize it really any which way that you want to. Now, you could go do a custom print and have exactly what it is that you want printed on the side of the vehicle. Now, there's one that I'm in the process of doing right now, and she wants this big wolf on the, she loves wolves and she wants to put a wolf right on her hood. Ooh. And you know, she loves purple. It's her favorite color. Now she found a big black wolf that she liked and she said, well, hey, can we put this on the hood? And I said, yeah, we can. How much black accent do you want on this vehicle? And she said, well, I really don't want much. And I said, well, here's an option. You can lay it on top of your wrap and you can have a black wolf right on the top. It'd provide some good contrast. You'd be able to see it great. But here's another option. We can lay it down before we do the wrap. And then when we lay the wrap down on top of it, it's going to look like it's been stamped into the metal.
Yeah. Mm.
So you can actually, you can add some pretty cool effects to it. So when you lay down that top piece of wrap, it's going to still have the ridges. It's going to show that that other piece is underneath it, but you won't have any of the colors. It will look like it's actually built into the
That's
the kinda
cool.
Oh,
textured,
a stencil of a look, texture. Like an yeah, embossed kind of look to
embossed.
It. Embossed.
That's exactly.
That would look great in your portfolio, too.
Yeah.
Well, no, I can see an embossed because now you're dealing with, and you would take that, it, you build a stencil out of it, and it goes down, so it's the outline of the animal. I got a bunch of shirts up above that I created, and they're all more that style, very graphic. And
right.
So that would make perfect. Then you just wrap the whole thing with purple, and you go, wow.
Well,
so
that, they don't know quite yet, but every single wrap I'm going to do is going to be embossed in one way or another because I got to put my logo in there too.
Yeah,
I
mean, you
oh,
do.
I have to stamp
definitely.
It, so
well,
I'm going to slide it somewhere. It'll be probably different
yeah,
on every car.
Yeah.
Do a little
well, speaking of that,
creativity.
Now this is a good time to bring this up. Since you're just getting started, people are going to want to know where they can find you and what is you. Haven't quite got your Facebook page up and running, but you're getting there.
That's true.
Your company name... You had a great one. You told us offline. What are you starting to think about?
So, because I live in Lake Stevens, Washington, and I've been eyeballing some places in the area, I've been thinking about calling it Lake Custom.
Lake Custom, okay.
But as we were talking about a little bit before the show, you have a lot of listeners on here, and they
well,
might,
we do.
You know, two heads is better than one kind of thing.
Oh.
We might be able to get
billions.
Some suggestions.
Billions of listeners. So what you're saying here, Levi, is that maybe people who are listening to the show might have a suggestion of a name for the company, and if they did, they could like send it to us on the Facebook page or email it to us at
contact us at horsepowercrowman.com.
What we'll do is we'll put a link to that and we'll put the email address on the show when we pump it up there. And yeah, any suggestion we get for a really cool wrap company name, I'll pass directly on to you. You're going to have access to it anyway, so you can see them.
That sounds great to me.
So if somebody comes up with a really just biatchin name, something that is this the absolute thing, what are we gonna we'll make sure that they get a copy of the Horsepower Chrome and Rust Barn Find Dust.
Yes.
We will send them a can of Barn Find Dust. We have it right here. Because, you know, if you put Barn Find Dust on your car, people
but
think you found it in a barn.
Especially
and it's worth four
after
times
the wrap,
much,
though.
You
know. It has to go on after the wrap.
Well, you,
not
maybe you
before.
Could like put it embossed underneath the wrap.
dust
on
that.
The car.
Oh, Brady,
come on,
you would not
come on,
want to do that.
Come on.
Oh.
I worked on that. This is a long buildup for that stupid joke. Come on. I have no pride whatever.
Pigeon poop included.
Ooh.
That's a real barn find.
That's yeah, that could be a lot of fun. Well, if you're listening to this and you think maybe you got a good idea for a wrap company name, send it to us and we'll pass it on to Levi and he may or may not use it. And if he does, that's cool. And if he doesn't, then you're cool or something.
So will you be starting out of your own headquarters, i.e. your garage at home and starting from there? And then as you bring in clients, you will move into probably another location.
Yeah. So currently I am doing it out of my house, set up a tent and just making sure that I don't have a lot of wind or any debris getting under there. But once I get a little bit more established, have a little bit more of a portfolio built, a good friend of mine just opened up a shop right here in Linwood on Highway 99 called Custom Fit. And they're looking to add vinyl wrap to their business.
Nice.
So I'll probably just contract through them and be their guy.
That is cool. Well, Levi Brennan has been our guest, and he is so far he is the rap guy, but he may be a Lake Customs, and he may be something else. Make sure when you listen to the show, you send him a suggestion on the name. It could be like really, really cool. Levi, thanks for coming in.
No, thank you for having me, guys.
No, it's
nice to meet you, Levi.
Really excellent cool. to be in on the beginning of a really cool new business.
Very cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's wonderful, and that's cool that you got four kids, and you're able to spend more time at the home with the family too.
Yeah, that's always the best.
Dad, let me help you out. Okay, you might have somebody there. Yeah. Help
and
you
now
out.
That I'm the rap guy, every time they scratch a car I'm working on, I get to fix it right up for
them. There you go.
Well, you're listening to the greatest automotive information show in the known world, and a great Hot Rod story you can share with your friends is up next on Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14, 41,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted.
I realized
he forgot his homework.
I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org.
Hey guys, this is Carl with Garrett's Rod Shop on Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust. And these guys are great, so listen up.
Cartoons Magazine is back. You know those crazy car comics from the past. They've returned in the all-new Cartoons Magazine, featuring some of your favorite artists along with a whole slew of brand new ones, all working together to bring you an entire magazine full of one laugh-out-loud auto-related story after another. Bi-monthly issues are available at your local comic book store, newsstand, and directly through Cartoons Magazine website at cartoonsmag.com. That's cartoonsmag.com, where you can subscribe to a whole year's worth of fun. Cartoons Magazine, there's nothing else like it.
Okay, Forrest Animal. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much.
For taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot.
For leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom. For taking you to your therapies. For understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. That's why AARP gives you the information to provide even better care for your loved one. Visit aarp.org/caregiver.
It's time for Car Connect Confidential with Brady Wright.
That's right.
No, sorry about that.
Why? Fenders, I'm not sorry.
Fenders, Fins, and Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Lance Lambert
has written literally dozens of three books on about cars and stuff, and Fenders and Fins and Friends is one of them, Confessions of a Car Guy. And he's been very nice enough to let us read stories out of there because, of course, he loves free promotion, and we do too. This one's kind of a cool one. It's called Cars or Conversation. I don't know that there's necessarily a competition there, really.
Eventually, it's going to be Cars and Condiments.
And Condiments?
Yes.
That's a whole other...
I got a story about that.
I'm sure you do.
Anyway, go ahead.
Hey, attending car shows has been one of my favorite activities since childhood, really. Every year up through my adolescence, the Topper's Car Club received my $1.50 admission for their shows at the Tacoma Armory. Longtime Northwest car show promoter Clark Marshall filled the Seattle Center Coliseum in the 60s and 70s with attendees admiring a variety of cars and motorcycles and boats. And momentary sidebar on this story, the very first motorcycle show I had my original shovelhead chopper in was one of Clark Marshall's shows.
Oh, wow. Cool.
I have pictures of it in there. The car show scene kind of slowed down a little bit in the 80s, but there were still occasional shows where you could stroll between the outrageous customs and the classic cars. Current Seattle area shows often have hundreds of cars on display, not this year, but mostly they do. And at least two of the annual shows feature up to 2,000 cars. Some events are really elaborate gatherings, take a lot of planning and money to produce, and others are pretty casual and just provide a place to park your car for the day. Every weekend from May through October, old car hobbyists have 2 to 10 shows to select from, and that's no joke around here. By my calculations, I've attended over 500 car shows since the late 50s.
Wow.
So says Lance, what is it that makes a person keep going to shows that often have many of the same cars that were featured at last week's car show? Well, maybe it's the love and appreciation of car design and construction, or it could be the excitement at an indoor show that includes beautiful reflecting colors and the smell of leather interiors and the familiar sound of traditional rock and roll. Outdoor shows often provide a landscape of multiple shapes and forms that remind us of good times from long ago. Most of the shows also provide attendees with the opportunity to enjoy food that's probably not very healthy. But it's very comforting. Yes, those attributes all combine to make a car show a fantastic place to spend the day. Now, there's one other major ingredient that makes the recipe complete, and that's being with other members of the car community. This important ingredient always satisfies the audiophile's appetite. Oh, autophile. Audiophile, sound guy.
Yes.
Autophile, car guy.
Autophiles, yes.
Lance tosses in words sometimes that I don't like. Mostly because I
read right past them. Autobahn.
Don't even do a Kraftwerk joke. Yes. We don't even want to know. The friendliest and most welcoming people I've ever encountered are participants in the car hobby. Attending a car show is like attending a reunion of all your old best friends that were there last week. It makes no difference in this crowd if you're rich or poor or young or old, Republican or Democrat, religious or atheist, or of a different ethnic background. It makes no difference if you drive a worn-out four-door sedan or a totally restored convertible. You are part of the family. Most often heard noise at a car show is not the rumble of dual exhaust pipes. It's the sound of laughter. People laughing are often the same people you were laughing with last weekend, and probably you'll be laughing with them again next weekend. There's always the excitement when somebody arrives with a recently purchased beater that they've had big plans to restore, or a show car that's just been completed, or a project car that they need some help with. The driver is the center of attention as he or she climbs out of the newest addition to the car community. The proud new owner is greeted with dozens of questions. Where'd you find it? How are you going to do it? How long did it take to build it? Is this the first time it's been displayed? La, 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 la. These and other questions accomplish two things. They inform the fellow attendees about the car, and they open the door for additional communication between new and old car friends. A few weeks ago, I was sitting with a group of friends at a car show when we noticed a woman get out of a very nice 1932 Ford Roadster. Now, none of us knew her, and she didn't seem to know anybody else at the show. We got her attention as she walked by, and we began to ask her about the car. At first, she was a little awkward, but soon she was telling us all about her new toy. What she didn't know was that we were all familiar with the car because the previous owner had been bringing it to car shows for several years. The reason for our questions wasn't to learn about the car. It was to make her feel welcome. The love and appreciation of old cars is the glue that kind of holds this hobby together. Car people are passionate about their vintage vehicles, and they fawn over them whether they're alone or with friends, but it's better when friends are included. The most frequent problem that some car show attendees encounter is not taking enough time to look at the cars. I have all day to look around, the person thinks, but for now I think I'll just sit with Bill and Diane and chat for a little while. And 2 hours later, the car owner decides to look at other cars, but walking a short distance, another friend calls out, "Hey, come over here so we can get caught up." The next thing the person knows, the show is ending, the cars are leaving, and several cars drive by that he or she hadn't even noticed earlier in the day. It's an easy problem to solve, of course. You just attend a car show the next weekend and take a closer look at the cars you missed. Just be sure to leave enough time to have some laughs with a few old friends. That, you know, that is car shows in a nutshell.
Yes.
Except for this year. This year is kind of...
Well, yeah, this year it's like, well, I would literally like to see a car, any car, anywhere.
I went on a cruise this last weekend, Sunday, to
Where'd you
Shores
go?
With a club called the Roy Quarryman.
Oh, from Scenic Roy, Washington.
Or was it the Tenino Quarryman, I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It was pretty cool. There was probably...
How many cars were there?
Probably, it started out with just a few of us, but as we went along, more people joined in. So it was about 60 cars.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Nice.
Really
cool. And that's kind of been the car show season, you know, around
cruising,
here. And
cruising.
A lot of places just cruising.
Cruising
you can't
has
go
become...
go anyplace and... They can't hand out trophies or anything like that because nobody's doing that. And you can't, like, you win the best mask trophy this year. And
yeah.
Come on, man.
I'll decline that. Thank you.
I'll decline that.
I want to put a mask on the car. It's a blue tarp, but, you know.
I remember those things.
Remember them. I got them on my cars. Are you kidding me?
Oh, you still do?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Otherwise, my engine gets rusty.
Oh, yeah.
And I have no hood yet. It's in the garage.
You know, Lance, in his stories, was saying that during the 80s, there was a lack of car shows. And that's probably true, because when I moved down here in Linwood, I didn't go to a lot of car shows in the early 80s and mid-80s. And it wasn't until, probably mid-80s that I started hanging out at the Taco Time or something on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And there would be people out there with their cars.
Well, following the gas crisis in the mid to late 70s and up through 89,
yeah,
it was a pretty dismal time for custom cars. They just, I mean, it was boring.
Actually, there was a nice slug of them here in Linwood, but it was
that's
actually...
That's also when they kind of disallowed cruising.
That's right. what I was going to say. Yeah, that's what took place. And it wasn't until really the early 90s that things really started picking up for just parking and sitting. And boy, right up the street is the Taco Time, and that used to be a very, very popular place on Friday, Saturday nights. And when I had my El Camino, I'd park it down there somewhere, because it wasn't as, you know, it's original, but... The paint needs replaced and all that. Now it's sitting in my garage. But
who else has a 68 El Camino? See, that's the whole point. It doesn't have to be perfect.
No. The rough is enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're doing that. Well, they used to. I don't know if they're doing during the COVID thing. They're at the Everett and Bothell Everett Highway.
Right.
The Dairy Queen. From the
Thrasher's
Taco
Corner.
Time,
what that's,
Dairy Queen there on that highway there.
Doing some meets on Friday night, but it's a cruise through. And they come back and stop and buy a soda and then...
And kind of hang out and talk a little bit and stuff like that.
It's a sort of a car show. Yep.
In Centralia, they still cruise on Saturday night in Centralia.
Oh, that's wonderful.
About 200 cars every Saturday night they cruise there.
That's really
great.
In Centralia down there.
It's only 100 miles from here.
Yeah.
Well, he was down there and he had a little issue with his car.
Yep.
You did?
Yep.
What happened to your car?
Coil wire that comes off the starter
that
goes to the coil.
Yeah.
Somehow it just stopped working and I was driving down the road and just died. So it did a little... Some troubleshooting and figured out that that's what it was. And
you shot your car?
No. Troubleshooting. Oh, I see what you did there.
I was.
Car guy joke.
He couldn't hold it.
He couldn't hold it back. But we found it, got her going. And by the time we got to Aberdeen, it was like 95 degrees. And the traffic was like crazy because we didn't know that the 101 was construction on 101.
Oh, yeah.
And they had some detours going to the road that we were on. So
of course.
That turned out to be so we turned around and went back.
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't there for very long?
No. We didn't even get through Aberdeen. It was just so many cars. It was just no way.
Oh, wow.
Normally that would be fun.
It was like, you know, Gold Bar and Salton on Sunday afternoon.
Yes, I know what that is. I'll never come through on Sunday afternoon.
Don't do it.
You don't have a choice.
All right, so the Nathan Lipinski trivia question is next. Put it in park, stick around, and we'll catch up with you in just a few minutes. Thank you.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Stack!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Hang on till right after these messages.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy. Which is great, because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Looking for a job worth talking about? Teaching is creative, collaborative, and intellectually challenging. See why teachers have better work stories at teachdfw.org and learn more about becoming a teacher. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Did you hear the news? Cartoons Magazine is back. Yep, those car-crazy comics from the past have returned in an all-new Cartoons Magazine, featuring some of your favorite artists along with a whole slew of new ones, all working together to bring you an entire magazine filled with one laugh-out-loud auto-related story after another. Bi-monthly issues are available directly through the Cartoons Magazine website at cartoonsmag.com.
I'm jumping in with my clothes on!
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom.
Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Help us if you can. You're an El Camino. El Camino man. Only you can understand.
Well, welcome back to Around the Wheel. I do want to thank Lance Lambert for letting us read stories out of his book last segment. They are available at the Vintage Vehicle Show website. You can get them on Amazon, and Lance needs the money, so make sure that you get all three of our 500 of them, because
he hasn't had a chance to do any emceeing this
That's
year.
That's right. Lance is one of those guys who, he's the MC for most of the car shows around here.
And I hired him for our show.
Yeah, he does a
times.
Great job. But this year, it's been, you know, Hunger City, so he's been building a fort in the backyard for his grandson and just and whatever it needs to do to keep himself busy.
That's right.
Hey, so every week we have a trivia question here on the show, and the Nathan Lipinski weekly trivia question is, in fact, up for grabs again this week. Last week, we had a great question. It was kind of complex, and we have a winner, which is also
awesome.
Very cool. Yeah. So the question was about what plumbing and mechanical manufacturer had to do anything with cars, and it turns out that a guy named Blair Wyckoff, who lives, by the way, in New Haven, Connecticut, and I say that because people say, what's a local show? You know, we're here in the Pacific Northwest. We have listeners all over the place. They, you know, and I'm constantly amazed by the people who get with us on Facebook or send me an email. It's like, where are you? You're picking it. Well, of course, they're listening to it on podcasts and iTunes and stuff, and that's great. But anyway, Blair came up with it. The thing was, David A. Buick, the guy who started the Buick Car Company, which, of course, eventually was folded into GM, he was a plumbing inventor and a manufacturer of plumbing parts.
Wow.
And he built his first car in 1900, and it was called Buick, obviously.
Did it run on water?
I don't know if it ran on water, but there may be a story behind where those portholes on the side of the car came from. See, I think he had some leftover elbows that he stuck. Anyway, so Blair Wyckoff came up with the answer. Blair, you're going to get a certificate on there with
Sweet.
You and the official can of horsepower chrome and rust barn fine dust. This week's question, this is even more complex. There is a connection. This is going to be really obscure. There's a connection between Cadillac and Detroit. And it isn't what you think, and you got to know what it is. What's the connection between Cadillac and Detroit, other than the fact that they built them there? It's something completely different from that. If you think you know, you can send us an email at contactus@horsepowerchromeandrust.com. You can go on the Facebook page and put an answer there as a post. You can send me a, you know, pigeon with an answer on. I don't care. You throw a rock through the window, whatever it takes. Don't throw a rock through the window. No. People are a little nervous these days.
Well, I got a question. This is a trivia question.
This better
for
be
you.
A good
Who
one.
Is the Detroit City Rocker?
What?
Who is he?
Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent.
There you go.
How do you beat me by that much?
We know.
Another big rocker from Detroit City?
Bob Seger.
Yes, and who was another one?
Why are you asking me these questions? I was
a disc jockey.
For 20 years. I know these things. Jeez.
Kiss.
Huh?
Kiss, oh yeah.
Kiss is another one from out there.
Well, yeah, but not all of them.
Gene Simmons.
They were Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons was there.
Yeah. And Gene's having a little trouble fitting into the costume these days.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And I think MC5 was another one.
Yeah, he can still get into the shoes, I think.
He can afford to have one made custom, I'm sure.
He's got the Elvis thing going nowadays.
Yeah, he does, yeah. He was fat.
But in black leather.
Oh, my gosh.
Good stuff. Hey, so, and usually what we do in this segment is we talk about upcoming shows and cruises. I don't have any this week because, of course, the COVID is still killing us. Do anybody know of a cruise that's going on that we can yak about? If you do, if you're listening, and you have a cruise.
I haven't
or
heard
a
about
show.
The tubs and how that went through.
Yeah, if
that's
it's something that you
on,
want
maybe.
Us to promote, send it to us on Facebook. Give me a post. Send us an email.
Ported
Ron's
tubs.
Got one. Oh, the Lewis County Quarter Milers. Yeah, those guys. That's right. Come to Chehalis. Gone to Chehalis. This is August 29th. And Veterans Museum, it's exit 77 in Chehalis, which is in sort of southwest, central
100
west
miles south
Washington.
Of here.
It's 100 miles south of Seattle.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a great town. It's, huh?
From Linwood, 100 miles from Linwood.
About.
It's halfway to Portland.
They have a poker walk. They have like 40 trophies. Yeah. All cars are welcome. All kinds of hot rods.
Very cool.
Customs, muscle cars, whatever.
Nice. Well, it was fun talking with Levi Brennan. We know way more about wraps than we ever
welcome,
did before.
Brennan. Thank you
there
very much.
Is,
thanks, guys.
There's more to come on that front. For Ron
Levi.
Foreman and Steve Johann, I am Brady Wright saying keep your eyes on the road, your hands on the wheel, your foot to the floor. Bring it on by next week. We'll do another Horsepower Chrome and Rust.